with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel recovering the bodies of six more hostages today in Gaza. They include a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
It's terribly sad news that Hamas murdered, executed these six hostages in cold blood, apparently shot them in the head shortly before they might have been rescued by Israeli defense forces. My heart goes out to all the families, especially Hirsch Goldberg Poland's family, our fellow American. There are other fellow Americans still to be accounted for. But I think we should note that these hostages were discovered in the tunnels under Rafah.
Senator Tom Cotton was appearing today on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNnews.com, another overnight drone attack on Russia.
Russia has said that it has downed over 150 drones in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks of the war. Russia's defense ministry added that the drone attack came overnight, with two drones over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. The majority of the drones were over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks, in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault. I'm Karen Chamas.
And more reports of even further drone attacks early Sunday into Monday morning. A federal judge has blocked a new law banning foreign nationals and green card holders from contributing to state ballot campaigns in Ohio. He cited grounds the law curtails constitutionally protected free speech rights. U.S. District Judge Michael Watson says such residents can serve in the armed forces in the U.S. It would be absurd to bar them from posting yard signs expressing their views. This is SRN News. Well, a new report is out on evangelism in North America.
The Lausanne Movement's State of the Great Commission study reveals some troubling facts. For one thing, over 50% of pastors say their congregation considers spreading the gospel to be optional. And only about one-third of those clergymen say they think their parishioners believe that they're actually prepared to evangelize if the mood strikes them. These findings seem to explain, in part, the decline in Christianity all across North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia Senate committee starting a new push by Republicans to ban males from participating in women's sports. Senators hearing testimony from five former college swimmers who are suing the NCAA and Georgia Tech over a man's participation in the 2022 Women's Championships. 2 years ago, lawmakers approved a measure that lets the Georgia High School Association regulate transgender participation. This is SRN Sports. There have been some rather unpleasant situations. Some unionized hotel housekeepers walking off the job. That over working conditions. We have more on the story now, the latest from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Their work was scaled back during the pandemic, when customers could choose not to have anyone enter their rooms. But the housekeepers complain that's made their work harder. Like a woman at the Moxie Hotel in Boston, who found 3 days worth of dog hair clinging to the carpet, curtains, and bedding, but she only gets 30 minutes to clean each room. Hotels say scaled back service is good for the environment, but the Unite Here union says it's a way to cut back on labor. The group is threatening to expand the strike if hotels don't respond. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at srnnews.com.